information, news, and entertainment on demand. Welcome to the Mary Goulet Show, cultivating a rich interior. Now, here's Mary.
Hi, welcome to the show. I'm Mary Goulet. I am so excited. Some of you may remember me from Momstown. And this journey of Go With Your Gut, I've been on longer than I had been on with Momstown. Just Momstown took on so much momentum, and I had two little kids. My daughter Portia's here in studio with me now, almost 12. It's amazing. So this is the second edition of Go With Your Gut. It's a very pithy book, you could say. I'm not a, this is so straightforward that once you learn it, all you have to do is reinforce it. And there are very key things about this topic that you'll want to learn. And I've taught you some in the first two segments. In this one, I want to introduce a couple of things. So we left off the last segment with the convertible, where the ego likes to be the driver. The heart likes to just feel good about listening to the country music. And then the gut says, do, you know, go where I tell you to go, because I'm going to take you in your life where you really want to be, not where you really think you want to be. So let's give less lip service to our thoughts and more to our instincts and our just our own knowingness in life. I know you've said, I just knew that was going to happen. And it might be for someone else. Oh, I saw that train wreck coming. So we have a knowingness. We don't need all the minutia, all the details, everything that's going to be what gives the ego comfort. The ego likes to check off all the things on its list and say, okay, now I'm safe. Now everything is going to work out perfectly because I put everything in place. But sometimes some of the most awesome opportunities and experiences and people that have come into our life came just because we were in the right place at the right time doing the right thing. And it just, we didn't have an attachment to it. And I think that's the toughest thing about moving forward in life, achieving what we want, is recognizing where we have our attachments and our agendas. Because once we create an agenda, that is the ego's green light to do whatever it takes to make that happen. And if you have an attachment to an outcome, you're limiting all the possibilities in your life because becoming fixated on what you think you want. And there have been many books written on, if you don't know what you want, how are you going to get there? And I offer up to people, if you're not clear on what you want, then at least be clear about what you don't want and make that list, so that when you see it approaching in your life, you're like, whoa, I don't want that again. You know, because we take the same job after job after job. We have the same kind of boss over and over and over. And then we get into the same, we date the same girl or the same guy over and over and over again. And we've done that. It's just knee jerk. Because we've created such an intense habit of listening to our ego or our heart and not our gut. We do it all the time. We make bad investments, or we fall for the same kind of pitch, just a different person giving the pitch. And we're like, oh, I always fall for that. It sounds so glossy and pretty, and I want that in my life, but it always turns out to be too good to be true. So many of us have taken more years in a relationship we should not have been in, and we knew it. And we knew all along we shouldn't be in that relationship, but we fall prey to the stronger, our ego or our heart. And after a while, it's either taken from us, like, okay, you're done. The universe just says you're done. Or our gut says, really? You're going through this one more time? It's just going to be this, you know, it's the same thing. So we can create our life the way we feel it to be inside. It's life and creativity and desire and having an aspiration is not a mental process. So why would we attach a mental approach to something that is not a mental process? Because basically all it needs to do is we have to have what we know in our gut to be true. Okay, I know I'm supposed to be here. Then what tasks go along with that? And just do the tasks. But don't let the ego dictate the tasks necessary. So more on that. A lot of it is to get what we want, we have to be willing to let go of what we thought we wanted. So the power of being willing is so huge because people consider it a loss. Okay, I'm willing not to have that. I'm willing not to go there. I'm willing. And they kind of get bummed about it. When you have success with willingness, you'll be thrilled that the next opportunity to be willing to do or not do something, because releasing that attachment, I swear, having attachment and an agenda throughout your day on any level, if it's a work-related, customer, client, relationship, child, hobby, ask for anything. If we have an attachment or an agenda and we rule it with our mental process, it's really going to be a struggle. It's like climbing uphill carrying a boulder. So really be willing to let some things kind of float in front of you. Identify what your gut thing is. So for instance, with radio show, I've been told, and I resist, I admit I'm human, I resist, I even admit, hey, I don't know, there's something bugging me, I'm just resisting doing something. And the radio show was a big thing for me, because go with your gut, I've been speaking on it, coaching people on it since 1997. Then I wrote my first book in 2004, because a friend of mine, Mark LeBlanc, said, you've got to do this. And then I started speaking on it, and I don't know why, just, to me, it's so, can be so pithy, you know, it's so succinct. You just have to learn about it. I thought, well, maybe not. And then I got sidetracked with Momstown, but I've always used this in my life. And I have two quotes on the back of the book, one from Mark LeBlanc, learning this process will change your life. And then my friend Terry Langhans, she was in many of the audiences that I spoke to on the topic of Go With Your Gut. And she wrote, the whole world needs to hear this message, which is awesome. I was humbled because I believe that this material came through my knowingness, my gut instinct. It was not a mental process. What was a mental process was editing it. And that was the task, you know, sitting down, getting my butt in the chair and writing it out. This was the task. And it's a rich way to go throughout your life. It increases your faith in yourself, gives you more security and confidence when things are not completely spelled out or laid out for you on your journey. And you just, some things will happen. I know I'm going with my gut when I'm thinking of someone and they call me, or I post something online and people respond to it, or, you know, just when things start to go well and things that I might put out there and nothing happens. And I know I'm not trying to control the whole world and make my world be the only one that matters. The gut has a way of directing us. It has a way of saying, go here, go there. You know, I even would always say to people, if you have a bunch of errands to run, so you're like, okay, I'm going to make a bunch of right-hand turns. And then something tells you, no, go to the bank. You're like, well, that's out of the way. There's your ego. That's out of the way. That means I have to come back and I have to waste gas. And, you know, I want to make sure I just, go to the bank. So if you just stop and go, okay, fine, I'm going to the bank. So you go to the bank first. And you're like, why did I do that? There was nothing here for me. I didn't see anyone I knew. I didn't get any great idea. Then you go on and forget about it and go do your other errands in the order that you had them in. And as you're driving out of the last parking lot, you see someone that you hadn't been able to catch up to in a long time. You guys wave, you go, hey, call me. And there was a connection. So things like that need to be given a lot more import in your life. They have to be more important because we always look for the big splashy signs. And sometimes they happen. They might happen when you're first starting out with this process just to give you some juice to, hey, this does work. But then the majority of them are going to be the most subtle thing that you've ever heard, felt, or just knew. And when a person can know that sensation, you're going to have a life of fewer regrets and consequences. You're going to dodge a lot more bullets going with your gut, trusting your instinct and telling your mind, hey, don't worry, you get to drive, you get to do the task. Heart's going to be okay. We're going to feel good. It's all going to work out for everybody because life has so many different variables. You want to be stocked with the tricks of the trade on how to make decisions that you love. Okay, thank you for joining us on the Mary Goulet Show. We'll be right back. You're listening to WSRadio.com, the worldwide leader in internet talk.
If you've struggled with your weight and no amount of dieting and exercise has worked, the Davis Clinic may be for you. If your BMI is over 35, we offer several options for treatment, including gastric bypass, duodenal switch, and sleeve gastrectomy procedures. Whether you choose surgical or non-surgical intervention, the Davis Clinic offers a comprehensive weight loss program that will guide you every step of the way. Learn more at thedavisclinic.com.
Small businesses are the lifeblood of America's economy. Every Thursday, SBA Radio interviews industry professionals and is dedicated to provide small businesses with timely insights and innovations. Visit www.sbaradio.us for details.
I can't speak more highly about Progressive Medical Center and how they've helped me get my health back, get my energy back. And Dr. Agoli, when I first came to you guys, you found a thyroid problem and I had no clue, but that's really common with a lot of your patients, right?
Underactive thyroid is the most missed diagnosed condition in the United States. According to the American Academy of Endocrinology, well over 25% of the population is not being diagnosed properly. It's because of the testing parameters. If you go to your traditional doctor, they could be missing a key component. If you have crushing fatigue, inappropriate weight gain, cold hands, cold feet, losing hair, lack of concentration, even headaches and migraines could be caused by underactive thyroid. At Progressive Medical, we get to the root cause of the problem because we are integrative, and integrative medicine is good medicine. We use a combination of medication, natural supplements, diet, nutrition, lifestyle modification, and that's what makes it so unique because we tailor it to your personal needs. And that's interesting because you are tailored.
Yes, and if you want to get your energy back, be the most vibrant version of yourself, you got to get to Progressive Medical Center. I'm so glad I went. Contact them today through ProgressiveMedicalCenter.com.
Thank you for listening to WS Radio. Improve your business and your life with useful information from experts and thought leaders. WS Radio is radio with ROI.
Muffin tops, love handles, spare tires, these lumps and bumps cause your belt to slide in the wrong direction and your little black dress to be too little. No matter how hard you work at losing them, they're immune to diet and exercise. Something other than your belt has got to give. Cool Sculpting at Hillcrest Dermatology is more than a ray of hope. It's a loophole in the laws of gravity. Dr. William Heimer of Hillcrest Dermatology uses this revolutionary new technology to target and freeze stubborn fat cells, so your body can eliminate them naturally over just a few weeks, with all without surgery or downtime. Most patients of Hillcrest Dermatology see an undeniable reduction of fat after just one Cool Sculpting treatment. It's FDA cleared, safe, and totally cool. So what are you waiting for? Starting today, reclaim the real you with Cool Sculpting at Hillcrest Dermatology. Call 619-299-0700 to schedule your consultation and visit us online at drheimer.com.